Up to now, Saudi Arabia has remained mostly immune to the unrest shaking the Arab world. But today, in eastern Saudi Arabia, police fired on a crowd and injured as many as 5 people. That's according to multiple sources in the city of Qatif. The violence comes as some Saudis prepare tomorrow for a day of rage to press for political reform. NPR's Frank Langford is in the Saudi capital of Riyadh. And Frank, what more can you tell us about these reports coming from Qatif in eastern Saudi Arabia?
Well, there are actually even photographs coming out of Qatif. People are sending pictures showing dozens of people demonstrating in the streets there. There are photos of bullet holes in windshields and shell casings. Now, so far, there's been no confirmation from the Saudi government of what actually happened in Qatif, why police might have opened fire, or from the government, really, how many people could have been hurt.
What more can you tell us about this part of Saudi Arabia and why violence would have broken out there in Qatif first?
Well, this really isn't a surprise, and this is the place where there's really been the most tension in the country. The East is home to the Shia Muslims, by and large, here in Saudi Arabia. They're about 10% of the population. It's also home to very large oil reserves. The Shia complain about discrimination from the Sunni majority here. There have been quite a number of arrests out in the East because there have been earlier protests. And really, earlier this week, the regime said they would not tolerate any demonstrations in Saudi Arabia. And one source out there in the East said tonight, you know, that they saw this as a message to the rest of the country.
So the regime saying they won't tolerate demonstrations. Still, there are calls tomorrow for a day of rage. What do the organizers of that protest want?
Well, in Riyadh's very different. And people here, the protest organizers, are trying to keep their plans largely under wraps. They're afraid if they say too much, they'll alert the police and it'll lead to big arrests. There was a demonstration here about a week ago, a very small one, maybe 35 people last week, but Riyadh's not used to seeing anything really like this. Now, talking to people today around town, people expect at most maybe some small demonstrations here. But if they're bigger and if there's some response to this violence that we're seeing out in the East, certainly that would really alarm the royal family.
And what are the demands? What would the protesters be asking for?
Well, similar to the other demands we've seen across the Middle East in recent weeks, a more open political system, in particular here, talk of a constitutional monarchy and elections. But to keep in mind, the opposition is very fragmented here, and a shift to democracy would be a huge step. This is a kingdom, an absolute monarchy, and all power flows from King Abdullah, who's really quite popular. So that sort of change would really be very dramatic, and people don't expect to see anything like that soon.
And apart from the opposition, Frank, do you get a sense of what ordinary Saudis think about those ideas?
Well, we're not expecting to see many ordinary Saudis out on the streets tomorrow at all. That would be quite a surprise, maybe some dissidents. I went to a food court today in an upscale mall and was chatting with people, and they were very cautious about talking, very aware that this is a very tense period for the country and the Middle East in general. And one guy I was talking to said, you know, it's dangerous to talk. One day you're here, the next day you might not be. So most people in Riyadh are probably hanging back and very reluctant to go out on the streets.
Okay. NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. Frank, thanks very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Melissa.